Well, today's gospel, we hear about, well, the local boy coming back home, standing up at the synagogue and reading from the scriptures. And at the end of that, presenting himself as the anointed one, the Messiah. The passage ends a little quickly because right after that it shows people had a hard time accepting that. It was a disappointment. Could this be the Messiah? Impossible. He's just a carpenter's son. Reflecting on that, something similar but with a different twist, I think, happens to ourselves. We too, at our baptism, are called a beloved son or beloved daughter. And we're anointed with the Spirit. We've been chosen. We're disciples. But it's not that others say, oh, funny, you don't look like a prophet or act like a saint. We say it to ourselves. Yes, we admit we're baptized, that we pray, we work on our relationship with God. Some even have incredibly powerful religious experiences, have felt God's presence. So we should openly witness to the love of God in our lives. But here's the hitch. We're not the type. We're not into heroism. We don't wear our faith on our sleeves. We fall into what I would call a reverse hypocrisy. We put forth a lesser image of ourselves. We appear worse than we are. And we justify this spiritual downsizing on the pretext that, well, I'm not that kind of person that can witness to the gospel. I don't look saintly or act saintly or charismatic. Let others made of sterner stuff do the witnessing. Let the others who have the properly noble, saintly image speak up. So the bottom line is that we settle for basically being a good person, which means that I can be a minimal closet disciple of Jesus. So I speak for myself as well. Even as a priest and religious, I often settle for what? Being a nice guy, don't ruffle any feathers, don't get excited about the faith, possibly turn somebody off. But the gospel and St. Paul today really challenge us in that. We are the body of Christ, and each part of the body is important. And the body needs each member, each person. I've been very fortunate as a priest. I often get to hear the religious stories of people, from children to the elderly, and I hear about their experiences of God, of prayer, of belief. I hear about their hope in God, and I'm very humbled. But usually, I suppose I'm one of the few people who hear these stories. We're afraid to talk about God, about how God touches me, about the yearnings of my own heart. And yet each person's experiences, each person's relationship to God is important. We may feel we're just the toenail, not the beautiful eyes of the body, but the toenail is also important. During Lent, we'll be following up with our small faith-sharing groups. In the past, this parish has had great participation. Matter of fact, last year we ran out of books, which is great. Because I think this is one way for us to share and to talk about God and about what's the deepest in our hearts, and to do so in a safe environment. So I encourage many of you to consider signing up for a group. This can be a great opportunity to talk about your faith and to hear the stories of others, both where they struggle and where and how they've experienced closeness to God, to Jesus. I have learned that indeed there is a depth and beauty in people that's so often hidden. The spiritual side is a very important part of us. But I found for many people it scares them at least to talk about that. Or we think, well, my experience is not as good as others. Well, it is. It's your experience. Each one of you here is important to the whole body, to the church, to this parish. I'm not more important than any of you. Yes, I have a specific role and call, but each one of you is a beloved son, a beloved daughter. The Spirit works in each one of you. God has a relationship with everyone. And so we're being challenged not to be afraid of the spiritual side of ourselves, to let it shine forth. Don't put it under a bushel basket.